Welcome back to the I Write Series podcast, where we talk about writing, the process, the philosophy, growth of a writer, and much more. This week's guest, we have Grace Miles. Grace is a studio art major at DePaul. She works as a after-school programmer at Greencastle Middle School, and she hopes to be an art teacher after she graduates. Grace, welcome to the pod.
Oh, thanks for having me.
No worries, no worries. Okay. So for those who may not know, Grace and I go way back. So we actually met on in our first year seminar course. For those who don't go to a liberal arts college, like that's kind of like the cornerstone of the liberal arts like experience. Like that's where you go as a first year to learn about writing and whatnot and hone your skills. So I've known you since your like beginning of your college writing career.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to go back to that. And like revisit those memories. Like, how would you describe yourself as a writer in that first class, in that first semester? Mm-hmm. Were you confident in your writing? Did you have a writing process? Just tell me a little bit about your first semester in that class and your writing.
Mm-hmm. My first semester, I was a super insecure writer. I did not have any confidence in my writing ability. I still used the same format that I had from like high school. That was like your intro paragraph, your three supporting paragraphs, your conclusion paragraph. And I used it like religiously. I've grown so much since then. But yeah, my freshman year, I would not say that I liked my writing style.
Yeah. Okay. It's funny to hear that you like stuck to the normal conventions of mm-hmm. writing. You're like, no, I'm not going to deviate. At what point in that semester did you feel like, okay, I'm growing, or like I'm picking up new tricks?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the beginning of the first semester, we turned in our first paper, and I don't think I got a very good grade on it, actually. And that's when I realized that like my professors weren't expecting the same things that my high school teachers did. So I don't know. I would say after the first paper, I really did try to start fixing my writing style. And I don't remember our professor's name, but she was really nice. And she had like a ton of like helpful things. Like every single paper we turned in, like she had like pages of feedback on like how you could do better and stuff. And I think I might have even gone to a writing tutor that first semester to try and, like, fix my papers. I also had a ton of friends my freshman year that were really good at writing papers even then. And I'd send them my paper before I submitted it and have them fix it up for me.
That's funny. That's hilarious. All right, so kind of going off of that, like, now as a senior, like, how do you think your process has evolved? Or, like, how do you think your writing has evolved? Do you think you're more confident, or do you think there's still more to grow now that you're near the end of your college career?
Mm-hmm. I'm a way more confident writer now. I definitely am. I don't have to write papers as much in like studio art, but I also had a global health major that I was doing for a while, and we were writing papers all the time. And I actually really liked it. It was more of like a research style paper. And I love research papers. I really do. I enjoy them. So I'm a way better. I think I'm a way better writer now. And I get better grades on my papers. I started. I did get like feedback from my friends freshman year. And now I still have my friends like go through my papers a lot of times. I don't use the same format that I did my freshman year. And I also started doing a lot more like inserting myself, like personalization in my papers that I think my professors also really enjoy. Obviously, I don't like take over the paper with my personal stuff, but I do like add myself in a little bit to my papers, which I think makes it a better paper.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I do differently? I spend a lot more time working on my papers than I did my freshman year.
That's important.
Yeah. I actually try to like start doing one of my classes. I'm in an education class, and she has us doing what is it called? It's like you have like a bubble, and you have like your main idea in the center bubble, and then you like go out from there, and you have like smaller bubbles each time until you kind of like figure out what you would be like what would work for your paper, like what you have the most information on. and I actually really liked it. I'm pretty sure it's a style people use in, like, middle school, but like a creative writing style that is used then. But I really liked it, actually. I like to pre-plan my papers way before. I do a lot of notes before my papers, like bullet points and stuff, to figure out what my main ideas are going to be. Mm-hmm. I think that helps a lot.
That's great. It sounds like, as like a first year, you just kind of like went into a paper and you were like, let's just see what I come up with. And now you're more like articulate. Mm-hmm. And then I really like the point where you're like, I'm going to personalize. So it's like coming up with your own style.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. How do you think you got to that? Like, how do you think you, like, you're like, you know what? I'm going to start, like, personalizing these papers, and I'm going to put my voice in. Like, did you have a professor that advised that? Or, yeah. Like, just talk a little bit about that.
Oh, I had this professor. Oh, I thought he was amazing. Harry Brown. And I had it was, like, a fiction class or something, and, like, fiction and folklore and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the books we were reading, and I don't know. I think the first paper that he had, like, he asked us to add some personal information into it. Like, not a lot, but just, like, he was like, if you have any, like, connections to, like, the books that we've been reading, like, I want to hear about it. And so that was the first time I tried, like, I'd ever tried actually, like, putting my own, like, personalization into my papers. And he gave me really good feedback on it, and he actually really liked it. And from that point on, I really tried to do it more and more. And I noticed that, like, all of my professors really enjoyed it, too. Like, even in my research papers and stuff, like, just, like, one paragraph where you kind of talk about, like, your own connection to it, I think really helped me. And I noticed that it worked with my professors, and they liked it, too.
So kind of, like, going off of, like, reflecting, because, mm-hmm. like, since we're seniors, like, is there a favorite writing piece that you have? Like, you look back at that paper and you're like, this is great, Miles. This is, like, my writing. This is, like, the best thing I could come up with. And then also vice versa. What is a piece that you're like, I never want to look at it again. I want no business with it. And kind of going off of that, like, what do you define? Like, what's good for you? Like, what is, like, an acceptable piece for you?
Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I really rely on grades. Like, I've always just been someone who really, like, I flourish when I get a good grade and, like, when I get, like,
you're not the only
good
one.
Feedback from my professors and stuff. So I think the more that I got good grades on my papers, the more I started to like my papers and my writing style. I don't know what my least favorite paper was. I'm sure if I read my first paper I ever wrote in our orientation class, I would just hate it. my favorite paper, I wrote this really good final paper in Harry Brown's class that I think I just, like, really, like, enjoyed it. I don't even remember the whole, what the whole paper was about, but I do remember it was about, like, your growth through, I think it was from, like, the beginning of class to the end of class. He was just like, how do you think that the readings that we've done in this class have, like, shaped you, or, like, have they shaped you at all? And I spent so much time on that paper because I was, like, really enjoying it. Like, I was having fun figuring out, like, because I did do all the readings in that class, thank goodness. No, and so I really liked the books, and it was a lot of, I'm really into, like, fiction, so I was really entertained by it, and I loved, like, bringing in myself and, like, how I had progressed throughout that class. It was also my first English class, my first writing class I'd ever had, and it was my first W that I ever took. So it was, like, that class as a whole was, like, a huge process because we had so many papers in it, so by the final paper, I was, I think I just got so much more confident in myself, and I knew the kind of writing that he was okay with and that he liked, so, like, I could really, like, I could really go, like, all in with it. It was, like, I think it was a 6-page paper, and I ended up writing, like, 7 or 8. He was okay with it, though, but,
nice.
Yeah, I think that was probably my favorite paper. I would still read it now.
So now that you're, like, a senior and you're about to graduate, do you think you've, like, mastered writing, or do you think there's, like, plenty of room to grow? And where do you think you're headed in terms of, like, writing? What's your next step?
I think I would not say that I've mastered writing even now, but I am more confident in it, and I do think I'm a good writer. I don't know, though, because there's so many different kinds of papers. Like, there's so many different styles of, like, paper. Like, do I think that I would be able to write a really good, like, 30-page, like, thesis? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for that. But I do think that I've kind of started nailing, like, the 5 to 6 page paper. Because, like, most of my classes have that kind of, like, length, and I think I've figured out, like, a good system for it. Yeah, I don't know if I would say that I'm a master, but I am confident, and, like, I do think, like, even right now, if I had to write a paper, I'd probably be okay with it. It's just a lot of work. That's the only thing I hate about papers.
Yeah, about writing in general.
Like, writing in general, yeah.
There's, like, so much you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-plan.
Yeah.
Write it. And then revise it.
Like, even a really good writer has to, like, take time out of their day to write a paper, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole process. I definitely agree with you there. And maybe the last question, and then we can wrap up this, mm-hmm. this edition of the I Write series. What advice would you give a first-year student coming Ooh. In to their first-year seminar about college writing? Like, what do you know now that you wish mm-hmm. you had known in that first semester?
I would advise giving up on how you think a paper's supposed to be written. I think that's just, like, such a big thing, because I think all of us have been trained for so long on how a good paper's supposed to be written. But, like, going into college, that's just not what your teachers are looking for. Like, it's not in being able to give up that foolproof method that you think that you have, and, like, being willing to try new things is, like, it's my biggest piece of advice, because I really think that, like, most of your professors know your freshman year that, like, you're exploring your writing style and, like, what you want to do and, like, how you want to express, like, the stuff in your paper that you're supposed to be talking about. Like, they'll give you some leeway. Like, they'll give you time to figure out your writing style. But, yeah, I would just say, like, Let go of your, like, 5-paragraph, like, yeah, no, don't do that anymore. You can do better.
I definitely understand, because, like, those conventions mm-hmm. is, like, what we were taught is, like, good writing.
Yes.
And so it's so comforting to just stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, maybe that could still be, like, a backbone.
Yeah.
But, like, at some point you still have to, like, branch out and explore
yeah.
new techniques.
Mm-hmm. And I really also recommend, I know that, like, pre-planning sucks and, like, it's no fun, and, like, your initial, like, instinct is to just, like, write your paper, like, a couple days before it's due, but, like...
The night before.
Yeah, no, but, like, if you can give yourself the time to pre-plan your paper, you will feel so much better about it. And if you feel good about your papers, like, I think your professors are usually going to feel good about it, too, like... They can tell if you feel insecure about your paper.
Grace, thank you so much for coming on the pod. It was
thank
great
you.
To talk to you about
yes.
writing.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah. And so with that, we wrap up an episode of the I Write series. So thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
And with that, we're signing off.